Chapter 28. The Prophet Goes to Missouri Again, March through May, 1832. Joseph Smith received a revelation in which Jesus said the saints were like his little children. They were still learning. Jesus said they should be happy and thankful. He would be their leader. Jesus said he wanted the saints to take care of those who were poor. He wanted them to share with each other and help each other. Soon after Joseph Smith received this revelation, he and some of his friends went to Missouri again. The saints in Missouri were happy to see him. Joseph asked the saints to come to a meeting so he could tell them about the revelation. At the meeting, the Lord gave Joseph another revelation. Jesus was happy that the saints had forgiven each other. Because they had done this, he said he would forgive them. In this revelation, Jesus also gave the saints a new commandment. He said that he had given them the land of Zion, and they must share the land with each other. Everyone should have what he or she needed. The Lord also asked the saints to improve upon their talents and use them to benefit the church. After the meeting, Joseph visited the saints in many towns. It was a happy time for him. He loved the saints. In another revelation that Joseph received while he was in Missouri, the Lord said that husbands should take care of their wives. Parents should take care of their children. The Lord also said that saints should take care of women who do not have husbands. The saints should also take care of children who do not have fathers or mothers. Jesus said the saints should give food and other items to the bishop to put in a storehouse. He said the bishop should use what is in the storehouse to help those who are poor. After Joseph Smith completed his work in Missouri, he and Bishop Whitney started back to Kirtland. They rode in a wagon. One day something scared the horses and made them run fast. Joseph jumped from the wagon, but he wasn't hurt. Bishop Whitney jumped from the wagon and broke his leg. Joseph Smith and Bishop Whitney stayed at an inn. Bishop Whitney rested for 4 weeks. Joseph stayed with him while his leg got better. While they were at the inn, someone put poison in Joseph's food. He became very sick. Joseph asked Bishop Whitney to give him a blessing. Bishop Whitney used the power of the priesthood to bless Joseph, and he was healed. Joseph thanked God for healing him. When Joseph and Bishop Whitney were well enough to travel, they went home to their families.